We're going to chat with Linda Keating now from the Mary Keating Foundation about the visit of the Mobile Information Unit to y'all on Thursday, the 7th of February, in the Aldi car park at 10:30 till 3:30 in the afternoon. So I'm going to chat a bit more about the Mobile Information Units and what they provide for people. Hi, Linda, you're very welcome to the show.
Hi, Caroline. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Thank you so much for giving your time. So, these mobile information units, you've got three of them. How long have they been in use?
Well, we set them up in 98 when, well, we tried to set them up because we had this big, great idea that we wanted to do something to try and prevent other families going through what we went through when Mam was diagnosed and when she died. You know, we didn't know the questions to be asking the doctors or, you know, even when they were saying Mam had a grade 4 cancer. Oh my God, is that good or is that bad?
Yeah.
What's the scale? Is it 1 to 10? And we didn't realise how bad it was. And we also found out a year after Mam died that her form of breast cancer was actually the most curable. So if she had done something about it earlier, she would definitely not have died from breast cancer. So it took us 3 years to fundraise to get enough money to build the three units because we launched all three of them in the one day.
Right.
And so in 2001, we put them on the road. But we have been working for the last, it'll be 21 years now, this Saturday actually.
Oh my God.
Anniversary will be 21 years. I know, time goes by in the blink of an eye, you know, it's crazy. So basically our mobile units are staffed with registered nurses. They travel countrywide, providing cancer information and awareness to people of all ages and men and women. And it's not just breast cancer. It's we carry information on all forms of cancers. And believe it or not, our mobile units provide, while they provide a very important service, you know, we thought we'd build them, put them on the road and run them for a year and send them over to the government because we thought this was something really simple that, you know, would reach people like my mother who had what they called white coat syndrome. So, you know, she had this idea, if I ignore it, it'll go away.
Yes.
And, you know, it was just to, like she would, out of her five children, she had four of us at home. So that'll tell you how bad she was. So it was, and I mean, she just adored her children, adored her. So, you know, at 51, my age now, she had lost her life. So it just, you know, we just wanted to do something. Just getting to those people who don't put their own health first and who don't realize or don't stop to think, you know, if I do something about something I'm feeling or something I'm going through, it's going to prolong my life. And I'm there to support my children a little bit longer too.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah, absolutely. And I can't believe it's 21 years. Oh my God. So the mobile information units, as you said, they're staffed by specialist nurse.
Yeah.
Like, can people go now if they have, you know, if they're thinking, oh, did I, you know, and they don't want to go to their doctor, but they're, you know, they're after finding something and things, can they go along? Will the nurse look at them, examine them or?
No.
Okay.
Information and awareness, but we do provide support to kind of absolutely to give people the reassurance that there's no such thing as a stupid question. You know, you can't be referred to hospital for further treatment unless you have a referral from your GP.
Right.
People must do that. But if you see our mobile unit in towns or corporate sites, or please do come along on the 7th of February, and it's actually our nurse Eileen will be on board, and Eileen will be delighted to talk to anyone about any fears or worries that they have and just help them to realise that, you know, even with breast cancer, 9 out of 10 lumps are benign.
Right.
But we all believe we're that one.
Yeah.
You know, just ask the question. And cancer, if it's caught in time, is very, very curable. And that's, you know, that's the message we're trying to get out there, you know.
I suppose, yes, because things have come a long way, even in those 21 years, you know, in cancer and the treatment of it, that it's not always doom and gloom and kind of, oh my God, this is it, I've got cancer and it's all over for me, like, you know.
And that's it, you know, and, you know, more people, and we hope because of the likes of the work that we do, that more people are presenting with cancer, but more people are surviving it, being presenting earlier, you know. So that's a great message to get out there.
Yeah,
you know.
Absolutely. And obviously, with more people presenting with cancer, you have to kind of turn to people's lifestyles, people's diets to see how is this contributing to the risk of getting cancer. You give information about that as well on board.
Yes, we do. We have our Your Health Your Choice campaign that we run, and not all cancers are your choice. Some cancers are hereditary, but cancer, if it's caught in time, is very curable and very treatable. So just with our healthy lifestyle choices, you can reduce the risk of cancer, but not just cancer. It's diabetes, heart disease, you know, a range of different illnesses. And that's just by eating your five a day, doing, look, just even an hour and a half of exercise over a week is enough. Just eating the right foods. You know, if you don't smoke, don't start. Reducing the amount of alcohol that you intake. You know, they're just small little lifestyle changes in people's lives, and they really can reduce the risk.
And when you say them like that, when you list them out like that, you know, an hour and a half a week, and it does. It sounds so small, but I, you know, for some people, it's just that it's so hard to do those things, isn't it? It's just so hard to make those tiny small changes. You know, especially to their diet, like, you know, with things now like sugar and things like that, because sugar is, I think, an addictive substance. It's like a drug almost. But I also think that it probably does have a huge effect on, you know, your susceptibility to cancer and getting cancer and stuff like that.
No, absolutely. And all we're asking people to do is to be aware of what they are eating and just reduce it, like, slowly, you know. And you're right, it is like a drug, and you do have withdrawals coming off sugar, but, you know, reduce it down, you know, and you know, have a piece of fruit for a bit of sugar than a sweet. You know, it's so easy to pick up that sweet, and once it's gone, it's gone.
I know. But, and the guilt is there. The guilt is left.
Hangs on, doesn't it, just? You know, and we're very grateful to yourselves, Caroline, for the support that you give us, because without your support, we can't get our message out there that our mobile units are coming, or even about fundraising events that we have coming up, you know, and we're really appreciative to you for that, and for your listeners who take part and who help us, because we don't get any government funding. So we depend on events and fundraising activities to raise money to continue our services.
Yeah. It's actually amazing the amount of people I've spoken to, even recently, from charities that don't get government funding, and the services that you provide, it just seems like, as you said, when you first put the mobile units on the road, you thought the government would take them over after a year, because it does seem like the most logical thing in the world that the government would be in charge of something like this.
I know.
You know.
But thankfully, we've been very lucky.
Yeah.
Like, for the last number of years, we've had a Think Pink or Do Blue month of February. So, you know, people, you just pay €2 and get the company, if it's an office or if it's a school or something, and everyone just wear pink for the day, and it's a bit of fun.
Yeah.
But yet it raises a lot of money for the foundation, you know. So, but and then people go out and they raise money doing their own events, and you know whether they're raising €50 or €500 or €5,000 or whatever, you know, it's lovely to meet those people and hear the stories of why they want to fundraise. And we're just one family with the story, you know. There's a lot of families out there with the same story, and a lot of people who have fundraised with us over the years because they appreciate our mobile units and the support services that we provide, you know.
Yeah, and so many, you know, as you said, there are a lot of families who've been through something similar as yourselves, and they're just doing so much good work, and they're all pulling together, and everybody is kind of working as a team in order to get this out and the information out there.
And it really is. And you know what I always say, if you're not having a bit of fun doing a fundraiser, don't do it, because it's got to be fun.
Absolutely.
We've had fun over the last 21 years. We've had some hairy stories. We could write a book. But anyway, it's good. But
that's the next fundraising initiative there. Write a book.
You'll have a chapter in it, Caroline.
Linda, thanks so much for chatting with me this evening. Of course, if anybody wants to donate, you can donate via their website, marykeating.ie, and find out all the information about the services you provide and the events coming up, etc. Linda, thanks so much, and all the very best for the rest of the year as well.
Thank you, Caroline.
All right.
Say to people that our mobile unit, the visit is a free visit.
Free visit, yeah.
So please come along.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Caroline.
Cheers. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye.
There you go. Yes, Linda Keating there of the Mary Keating Foundation. So again, that is the mobile information unit is coming to Aldi Car Park in Youghal on Thursday, the 7th of February, from 10:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon. And it is a free service. There will be a specialised nurse on board, answer all your questions and any questions you have about any cancer. It's not specifically targeted at breast cancer or anything like that. It's all cancers, and she'll be there. She can give you all the information, and she can give you tips and hints on how to, you know, decrease your risk of getting the cancers that maybe are maybe result from your lifestyle choices and your diet choices. So definitely, if you've any questions about it, definitely worth a visit to go along to that.